We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen. We are now about to begin Perek Dalid. And before we do, I want to just reiterate and review what we ended with yesterday. We are in Shahar Zechira, Perek Dalid, Shahar Zechira. What did we say yesterday? Yesterday and the day before, we discussed that very important point. We are going to repeat what we said from Hagoyin Rabbi Fall in the Sefer Marpa Lashon. And I'll say the words. It's difficult words to say because of the power of what we said. Basically, a person who speaks Lashon Hara about someone else, he loses his mitzvahs and it goes to the other person who he spoke about. Not only does he lose his mitzvahs, the other person gets his mitzvahs and his averos go to the person who spoke. Let's use names here. Reuven spoke Lashon Hara about Shimon. Reuven's mitzvahs go to Shimon. Shimon's averos go to Reuven. That's why the Chofetz Chaim is telling us, make sure we spend time on Shmiras HaLoshen, watching what we say, because a person can learn Torah, can do mitzvahs, and then when he speaks Lashon Hara, he loses it. And it gets to the bank account at the end of 120 years, and he puts in his spiritual ATM card, and he's waiting to see, like we said yesterday in the Mashal, he has his name on a lot of institutions. Why? Because he gave thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars. But unfortunately, this person was a Baal Lashon Hara. He spoke Lashon Hara. It's just one example. It doesn't have to be that the prick gave him a lot of stock. Whatever mitzvahs it might have been, whatever mitzvahs. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us, if we don't guard our tongue from speaking Lashon Hara, we could lose it all.
That means all the mitzvahs that you've accumulated? Or just one particular?
So, before I answer that question, I'm going to repeat what I said yesterday as well by saying how the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, I think it's David Gimel Amud Beis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give us a test we can't pass. The words are Chazal, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba, Hashem does not come, Bitrunio in Bria Yisav. He does not give us something we can't pass. And we're all human, and we all make mistakes, and we all have a mouth, and it's functioning Baruch Hashem, and it can work, and we all will slip at times. So what's a person supposed to say? That's it. I mean, like we said yesterday, just throw in the towel and never speak again, and or not learn these laws because it's just too overwhelming. And the answer to that question is that if we do slip, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Yikom. The pasuk says, you fall down seven times, but we still get up. I want to suggest, I don't know the answers to all these questions. It sounds like we lose it all. That's what it sounds like. That's what we discussed yesterday, that a person will get up there at the end of his time and it's all going to be gone. That's what the words say. Now, I want to suggest as follows, and I'm giving myself this Eitzah. Take these words that we just mentioned from the Sefer Marpa Lashon, 100% that is correct, of course. Of course it's correct. In order to help us prevent ourselves from speaking Lashon Hara. That's step one. But when a person does, and if he does slip, he has to remind himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give someone a test he can't pass. And yes, he could have passed the test not spoken Lashon Hara, but a person will get up and do better next time. Never say, you know what? Oh, that's ridiculous. You know, the Pasuk says, Shevi Yipol Tzad Vikom. I don't know what the Mepharshim is saying. It says seven times. Sheva Yipol, seven times, a tzaddik will fall, v'kom, but he gets up again. Seven is nature, it's teva, as we discussed by Hanukkah time. When he gets up after that seventh fall, and gets up, he tries time number eight. Now he's l'mailam neteva, he's above nature. We have to remind ourselves that even if I do make a mistake, I will still get up and focus on doing more positive in the future. but to realize the severity of what this Lashon Hara can accomplish, what it causes. Now let's start Perek Dalet. In Perek Dalet, the topic is Boy Yuvoyar Koicho Shel Lashon Hara. How powerful is Lashon Hara? Kama Godol Koicho Shel Lashon Hara. How powerful is the power that Lashon Hara can accomplish? Shehi Shkula Kineged Gimel Aveiro Avoinus Chamurois. There are three cardinal sins. The world stands, Maral, in the Sefer Derech Chaim, he explains that there are three cardinal sins which correspond to the Gimel Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And each one of the Avos gave us, they have different character traits. There's Chesed, there's Torah, there's Yira, and they correspond to each other. They're the opposites. The world stands on the positives, the opposites of Gila Arayas, of immorality, of not doing immorality, of bloodshed, of not killing people, and of Avodah Zarah, and not worshipping idols. The world stands on the opposites of those three cardinal sins. We're about to say how Lashon Hara is worse than Gimel Avonis Chamurus. Lashon Hara is worse than Gilarayish, Shvichas Dama, and Avodah Zarah. Bloodshed, immorality, and idolatry.
Powerful.
Very powerful.
You frequently compare Lashon Hara to Shvichas Dama, and it's even worse because the others you have to get close to them. This is like an arrow which you can shoot from a distance.
Right. Avraham Gadali asked me to repeat what was said from other people, the questions, the statements. So I just repeat that Neil was mentioning how in order to kill somebody, I mean, you can't kill from a distance. I'm sorry?
They did not have guns then.
Right. They didn't have guns. Right, swords, arrows, right. But you have to get, normally speaking, to do those averos, you have to come close to the person. The power of Lashon Hara is a person can say something in one place, and across the world, it can have the negative effect and hurt somebody. Says the Midrash, Gemara in Erechin, that was the Gemara in Erech and Daf Tezvav and Beis. And the Medrash Shoichet Toiv tells us as follows. Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. He learned in the Beis Medrash Rabbi Shmuel. Kol HaMisaper Lashon Hara. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara. Magdil Avoinois Kineged Gimel Averois. He Magdil, he elevates, he makes greater his Avoinois Kineged opposite those three Avoinois of Giloy Arayus, Shvichus Dam, and Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, V'Giloy Arayus, V'Shvichus Dam. Dechsev Hacha, says here in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Yud Bey is Pasuk Dalit, Loshoin Midaberis Gedoilois, the tongue that speaks boastfully, an arrogant tongue, V'ilu Ba'Avodah Zarah Ksev, in Shmois, Perek Lamed Bey is Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Ono Chato Ha'om Hazeh, Chato Gedoilo. It says that they spoke, they did Avodah Zarah, it's a chata gedoyla, a big avera. By the chayte egel. Over gila arayis, by immorality, and says, embracious, lamites, tes, eich esa haroa gedoyla azois. Who was it said by?
Yosef
at Tzadik. Yosef said, how can I do this chata gedoyla, this thing of being with someone else's wife? Over shvichas doming siv, embracious, perik dalet, pasuk yud gimel, Godol Avoni Minsoi. Who said Godol Avoni Minsoi? This is Cain. Cain said, is my hate too great to bear? You Hashem, can you not? You create the whole world. Can you not, deal with this one also? Bole Adiacha. This is coming to teach us. Shekosha Lashon Hara. Misholosh Avonis Halalu. Lashon Hara is Lashon Midaberis Gedoilos. Is the tongue that speaks boastfully. The arrogant person that speaks with his Lashon Hara. And I just want to point out, as the Chavetz Chaim explains in his Sfarim, that it's usually, many times, that arrogant person that is speaking the Lashon Hara. Because the humble person, the person who's humbled, how could he pick up his mouth? How could he say something, open his mouth to say something about someone else? But it's that arrogant person that has that tongue that feels, I can say and do what I want. And with arrogance and kas, gaiva and kas, the Sfarim tell us, are synonymous. That someone steps on my foot. So if my response is, what are you talking about? It's my brand new shoes. You know, you just stepped on, right? That's kas. That's kas and anger and arrogance. That's because it's me. How could you have done it to me? Now, what happens if a certain Rosh Hashiva steps my foot? You know, I have another foot. Can you step my other foot also? You know, what is chus, a merit? You know, obviously, you don't say that to the person. But people step on someone's foot by mistake. It happens, right? Okay.
Well, listen, if you can walk, I'm sitting on it.
When it comes to kas and gaiva, the Rambam tells us go to the other extreme. You don't stay in the middle road, middle path. Most of the Musa Sfarim, if you open up the first section of the Musa Sfarim, they start with either kas or gaiva. Most of the Musa Sfarim. And such a person who has these midah ra, it's this mindset which propels people to speak lashon hara. He says further in the Shmiras HaLashon, davar acher. A person who kills somebody, he only kills one person. But a person who speaks Lashon Hara, he kills three. Who does he kill? Hamisaproi, the one who he spoke about. Vamekabloi. Hamisaproi vamekabloi vanemralov. I'm sorry, the one who spoke the Lashon Hara, the one who accepted the Lashon Hara, and the one who they spoke about. Where do we learn that one who speaks Lashon Hara kills three people? From Doyeg HaDoymi. What did Doyeg do? Doyeg was a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham. And this, by the way, gives tremendous support to what the Chavetz Chaim said in the previous perek. The Chavetz Chaim said a person can learn Torah. He can learn Torah, but if he doesn't learn these laws, he could lose it all. When he speaks to Lashon Hara, Doeg definitely lost it all. Doeg has, he is in the category that the Mishnah says of Eino Chedel Olam Haba. He's one of the very few people that he has that title, that being in it, it's a Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the last parak, in the parak Chelik in Sanhedrin, and the Mishnah discusses Ve'ilu She'ein Lehem Chelik Olam Haba. These are the ones who do not have a share in the world to come. And Doeg is on that list. What did he do, Doeg? She'omar Lashon Hara al Achimelech lifnei Shaul. He said Lashon Hara to Achimelech in front of Shaul. What was the Lashon Hara? David HaMelech was running away. He didn't have food with him. He stopped by Nov, Ir HaKohanim, the city of Nov. And Doeg told Shaul that Achimelech is against you. Achimelech is rebellious to the king. What's the law? A person rebels against the king, you kill him. Death. This is what Doeg told Shaul. Because Achimelech gave food to David. V'nehegu shloshtan. Who was killed? Three people. Shaul, Shekibloi. Shaul Melech was killed. Hit that he received the shloshtan or accepted it. V'achimelech, Shenemar alav. Achimelech, who the shloshtan was spoken about. The Doyeg Shomrai, and Doyeg, who said it. So you see is a proof that Chazal bring that when someone kills somebody, we brought Chazal. Chazal said that Lashon Hara is worse than killing someone. If Reuven kills Shimon, so Shimon's dead. But if Reuven speaks Lashon Hara, three people can pay the price now. The one who spoke the Lashon Hara, the one who accepted the Lashon Hara, and the one they spoke about. And here's an example. All three died because of this. Shaul Shekibloi, Shaul who accepted Lashon Hara, Shenemar, Vayomas Shaul. It says Shaul died. V'Achimelech Shenemar Alov, it says Shenemar, Mois Tomus Achimelech. Achimelech shall surely die. V'Doyeg Sheomroi, and Doeg that said this Lashon Hara, Shenitrod Min Ha'olam. He was taken out from the world. Shenemar, Gam Kel Yitotzchol Netzach. So too Hashem will shatter you for eternity. Min chayi ha'olam, from eternal life. What caused this? Umi garam loy? What caused that he'll lose his eternal life? Lashon Hara. Speaking Lashon Hara. V'isa v'sifri, v'chein omru v'erechin, Chazal tell us, asara nisyoinois, there were 10 tests. Nisu avosenu, V'kulam lo nechtam gezardinam ela al oval noshin hara. There are 10 tests, and these, throughout the 10 tests, it was this last test, and we'll discuss, explain what it was in a second, where Lashon Hara was what caused their final decree. Shenemar says in Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perikei, Pasuk Dalet, the Mishnah says, Vayinasu Oisi, says Hashem, Hashem says in the Pasuk that the Mishnah brings, Vayinasu Oisi Ze Eser Pamim, V'loi Shamu V'koili, V'ksiv V'haigatem Hashem B'divreichem. Hashem says, you have wearied me, Hashem says, you have wearied me with your words. What's going on here? What are we referring to? Yes. Very good. The 10 tests that the Jews tested Hashem in the desert. Now, I want to share with you this discussion that Hashem said that the Mishnah Chagmara brings down here. Chazal tell us that Leinechtam Gzardinam El Al Oven Lashon Hara, of these 10 tests, it was the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim, that was the last straw that broke the camel's back. Hashem said, enough is enough. Now is a Gzar Din. Now the punishments will come. Klai Yisrael came back from Eretz Yisrael. Not Klai Yisrael, rather Meraglim came back from Eretz Yisrael. And they said a few things. They said like this. They complained, if only we had died in the land of Mitzrayim, or if only we had died in the Midbar. Why is Hashem bringing us to this land of Eretz Yisrael to die by the sword? Our wives and young children will be taken captive. Is it not better for us to return to Mitzrayim? This is what the people, the Meraglim, started. They said to each other, let us appoint a leader and let us return to Mitzrayim. So Hashem says to such a response that this was the last of the 10 times that they tried his patience. They tried Hashem's patience. And now he said, you're not worthy of entering Eretz Yisrael. What did they say? They said, better for us to stay in the Midbar. I said, Hashem said, oh, you want to stay in the Midbar? Guess what? You'll stay in the Midbar. You know, if I may say, there's no wawas around either. Okay? You're going to stay in the Midbar. You want, that's what you said? Fine. They were condemned. And for 40 years, we all know, of course, they stayed in the Midbar and they all died out. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Midah connected Midah. They lost opportunity. The Shvat, the Meraglim themselves, these 10 Meraglim, we all know they died a horrible death. And we also know that the day on which the Meraglim returned was the day before the 9th of Av, which eventually would be, that day will be the day of the destruction of, in future generations, of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, as what we have today as Tisha B'Av. What we're saying over here is the final straw, the final Aveira, which Hashem said, enough is enough, was Lashon Hara. V'chein matzino b'medrash shoyche toiv, we find the same concept in the Medrash, as well as in Yerushalmi, Parak Aleph, Depeya, Halacha Aleph. Shibimei Achav, av shayu oiv din avodah zarah. In the days of Achav, when they did avodah zarah, were they successful at war, or did they lose at war? They were successful at war, which is a pella, which is a wonder. They did of the worst aveira avodah zarah, idolatry, which we said, there's gila rayis, shvichas damim, and avodah zarah, and yet they were winning wars. Why is this? Because they didn't speak lashon hara. They did idolatry, but they didn't speak lashon hara. So they won wars. What's the proof that they didn't speak Lashon Hara? Because they didn't say Lashon Hara on the Navi Avadia. That he hid 100 Nevi'im, Hichbi is to hide, in two caves. And no one revealed what was taking place. Kimay Sha'amar, as it says in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yiches, Pasuk HaBeis, Ani Noisarti Novi LaHashem Levadi, I kept over a Novi LaHashem Levadi, Novi of Hashem to myself. Af Shekola Oilam Yodum Yizeh, they all knew about Evadia. Shehein Hoyu Noisin LaEvadia LaChalkalom Lechem Umayim. They gave food to Evadia that he shall be able to sustain these other Nevi'im. At the end of the days of Shaul HaMelech, when the level of Limud HaTorah, Torah scholarship, was so tremendous that young children knew 49 different ways, mem tes panim of Torah, but they would lose at war because they spoke Lashon Hara. And he gives the example of Doeg and others. But in the days of Achav, when they did Avodah Zarah, they won at war. And this is the Chazal that we started out with today in the beginning of the Perek, that we said, Koicha kamagodlo koicha shel Lashon Hara. How powerful is Lashon Hara? Shishkula kineged gimel avoynes hachamurais. It's even worse than the three avoynes hachamurais. And we gave the example, just to review now, we gave the example of who? Of Lashon Hara, where murder is killing one person, but Lashon Hara kills three people. It killed three people. And now we have Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, in the days of Achav, they were victorious at war. But in the days of Shaul, where there was Lashon Hara, even though there was so much Torah, they lost that war. We'll stop here for today.